News Now Warsaw, WRSW, 1480 AM and W259BJ, 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.
This is the lesson of Sleepy Boy.
Here comes Chuck.
Man, he looks terrible.
I lost my head.
What happened?
I was tired and not thinking clearly when I took out my auto loan.
Man, you gotta be careful or you're gonna pay too much. There's interest rates you gotta
figure out. I know!
Man, y'all need to chill out. You got the dogs barking and everything.
Well, he needs to get his head back.
He needs R&B Car Company.
RBCarCompany.com.
Hey, what's up, Chuck?
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. What a great game that was last night. It was an honor to be a part of it. Unfortunately, the Tigers came out on the wrong end of the final score. Concord rallies with 21 points in the fourth quarter and beat Warsaw 28-24. We'll talk with Coach Curtis and the players that he brings with him here in just a couple of minutes. Other scores, Mishawaka beat Goshen 49-10. Plymouth pulled away late and beat Wawasee 30-0. That was a 7-0 game in the Rockies' favor at halftime. And the other game of the night last night turned out to be Northwood at Northridge. Northwood led 17-10 in the fourth quarter. Northridge goes down at the end of the game and scores. So they're down by one. They go for two in the win. And I'm telling you, they got within an inch of the goal line. I have seen the replay. I actually thought initially that he'd scored, but the officials ruled that he had not. And so Northridge comes up a point short, and Northwood wins the football game. Looking at the Northern Lakes Conference standings now, Concord is all alone at the top. They are 3-0. Mishawaka, Northwood, Plymouth, and Warsaw all 2-1. And of course, the Tigers play the Rockies at Fisher Field for homecoming next Friday. Northridge is now 1-2. Goshen and Wawasee are 0-3. The big game next week, obviously, in the conference standings, will be Northwood and Concord, because they're the only team that can stop Concord realistically from winning the conference championship outright and going undefeated, because Concord's last three games in the conference are against Wawasee, Goshen, and Plymouth. So you would expect them to be heavy favorites in all three of those games, and that's what is ahead for the conference for next week. In other games, it was Jimtown over Bremen, 36-7. Knox beat Glenn, 26-7. Valley rallies and wins at LaVille, 32-21. In the Three Rivers Conference, Beconequal won at Peru, 42-0. Manchester needed overtime to beat Northfield, 20-14. Rochester beat Cass, 50-22. Wabash won at Southwood, 40-38. It was Northwestern over Whitco, 47-16. In the Hoosier North, Pioneer won at home over North Miami, 21-14. Was Triton shutting out Winnemac 28-0 on the road. In the Northeast 8, Columbia City beat DeKalb 60-14. In the Northeast Corner Conference, West Noble beat Fairfield 31-0. Fremont beat Central Noble 12-11. And Cherubusco beat Prairie Heights 30-6. In the Northern Indiana Conference, Penn had a hard time with Marion, but they did beat them 24-7. And Elkhart beat New Prairie 17-14. Again, last night at Jake Field, the Tigers fell short 28-24 to the Concord Minutemen, and the Tigers now in a group of four teams tied for second place at 2-1 in the conference, with Plymouth coming in for the homecoming game next Friday. When we come back, we'll talk with Coach Curtis and the boys next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Hello, service department. Our pool filter stopped working.
Okay, we'll send a replacement.
Nope, just dig a new pool.
Sometimes it's obvious when you should replace just a part. Like if your windows have condensation between the panes, you may not need to replace the whole window. The specialists at Glass Doctor can install new insulated glass in your existing frames for less than you might think. Save money and restore your window's appearance. Visit glassdoctor.com.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint.
Oh yeah!
Hi, this is Alan Aldifer. Ready to take control of your financial game?
Just like in football, whether you are looking at a game-opening drive or a two-minute drill for a game winner, at Alderford Bergen & Company Retirement Planning, we know how to make every play count. Let us help your retirement plan become a winning financial plan. Don't fumble your future. Let us become your financial coaches.
The cold weather is coming, so now is the time to visit Splendor Boats in Warsaw for all their off-season boating services. Indoor, safe, and clean boat storage, winterization, and shrink wrapping. Splendor can also change the look of your pontoon by replacing that old carpet flooring with new marine-grade vinyl. Redeck over the winter and have it ready to go next spring. Plus, redo your boat's furniture and canvas tops with their canvas and upholstery department. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
False start, pass interference, offsides.
All bad things in football.
Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin and hair.
All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems' All-Star Team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Connecticut, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
It's that time of year again. Football is back, and soon it's time to sign up for the open enrollment of Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D drug plans, and individual health care plans through the Affordable Care Act. Contact JBC and Associates to update new plan designs and find out about increased subsidies to help reduce marketplace premiums. Call John at 574-527-1295. Call with any questions and be ready to sign up for the Medicare plans beginning October 15th and for individual health care plans on November 1st. Go Tigers!
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. It's time to talk Tiger football with head coach Bart Curtis.
Coach Curtis is here in the building. He's got a couple guys with him. They are organizing themselves because win or lose, biscuits and gravy still is a great breakfast. And So these guys are getting breakfast. They, again, being fed by the people at the diner. We thank John and everybody over there for their hospitality on a Saturday. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. And I'd like to thank John for the tremendous ham steak from the diner downtown. Incredible, as always.
Yes, you and I agree that's the best ham steak in the state.
I've had none better. And it kind of... puts a positive spin on what hasn't been an overly positive morning.
But no.
We're going to move forward. That's the beauty of sports. Roger, that's the beauty of high school football is no one is going to feel sorry for you. So you may as well not sulk and feel bad for yourself. Are there life lessons to be taken away from a situation like this morning and last night? I don't know. But some of these guys are going to, and adults are going to, speak for myself, we're going to go on and live out our lives. And, you know, you've got to decide on a daily basis if you're going to pout and be a whiner and feel like things didn't go the way that you had planned. You know, life is what happens when you're planning something else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we can decide to grovel in our current misery or, you know, but what are you going to do when you're 35 years old and you're married with kids and your wife runs off at the drummer? You know what I mean? You better learn to freaking compete, you know?
Yeah. Here's the thing, and I don't care if you share this with the team. I'm sure you've already thought of it. You were in a similar position last year. You go to Mishawaka. They beat you. That's your first conference loss. It looked like you were going to end up fighting for second place. Well, the next thing you know, Northwood beats Mishawaka, and you're back in it again, and you end up sharing the conference championship. So you've got four games to play, and they're all going to be meaningful.
They are. Every one of them is going to be meaningful, particularly the one coming up. And, you know, this morning in film session needs to be meaningful. How we attack and approach our post-film workout needs to be meaningful. How we take on we're going to have about 60 junior high kids come out for a Saturday practice. How we deal with that needs to be meaningful. How our JV plays this morning needs to be meaningful. when our seniors go down and officiate young Tigers, 11-1, 3-5 p.m. games a day. That needs to be meaningful. So, you know, you're only given so much opportunity provided, and each of those things need to be meaningful and attacked with an unbelievable positive zest, which I'm trying to put a spin on this morning.
It was the tale of two halves last night. Your guys played almost a perfect first half. They were unbelievably good, up 17-0 at halftime. Concord came out with a renewed vigor, and your guys were just never able really to shut them down.
We did not. We showed, you know, and the first half could not have been, as you said, played out better to our advantage and our liking. But, you know, it's a 48-minute game, not a 24-minute game. You know, I thought when they came out and drove the ball a little bit and then we forced them to punt, at that point we get a first down, maybe two, and I think we punted it inside their 5-yard line.
Yes. The three.
To the three. And in what, three plays, they're in the end zone.
Yeah.
You know, I should have had a good understanding of what was waiting for us, because they're a proud program. They're a well-coached program. They're a program steeped in rich tradition. Coach Kaler's kids are not going to roll over just because things aren't going well. And what they did to end the first half, and they missed a field goal, but with the ease, we scored late in the first half to make it 17-0.
Yes.
The ease with which they took the ball down to get to the point to attempt that missed field goal could have, should have been a probably preview in my mind. But, you know, credit goes to Craig and Concord. They did what they needed to do. They made the plays late in crucial situations. Obviously, a kid, what was it, number seven, scored from, what, 75 yards out?
70.
You know, that does not play into what you're trying to do when you're protecting a lead. If a team is going to score when you're protecting a lead, you have to make them earn and take chunks of time off the clock. And, you know, right back then, that's 17-7 now. And, you know, we get the ball back, we get a first down, we take a shot on first and 10, and number 13 for them makes a really nice play on the wheel. And, you know, the momentum and the whole thing, just the whole complexion of the game just kind of switched then.
They end up taking the lead 21-17. And your guys answer that?
We do.
The penalty against them after the play, also a life lesson. We can learn from our own mistakes. We can learn from others. And so that penalty hurt them and looked like for a little bit it might cost them the football game, because you took the penalty yardage on the kickoff.
Yes.
And Quentin did a great job of running that kick back to the 50-yard line. And then Drew held the ball, ran left, and there was
It was actually Quentin. Drew was out at that point.
Oh.
Yeah. It was actually Quentin Brock. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I didn't realize that.
Drew was out. His hamstrings bothering him a bit and wasn't able to finish the game. And Quentin took a triple away from the motion and took it probably 50 yards or so for a score to put us up. Now, you don't want to tell a 17-year-old kid, hey, take a knee at the 5 because we don't want to score too soon. You take the points when you can get the points. So obviously that, you know, but somebody said something over the headsets that we scored too soon with 3 minutes and some change to go. So, and obviously that was prophetic. Had ample opportunities after Quentin got us back into the game with the kick return and then the long touchdown run. Had them 4th and 13 from inside their 25, and we let them off the hook. They make a great catch and get a first down, and still there's everything is to our advantage. And you know, we get them down, they drive the ball down, and they've got a 4th-and-3, which a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, Coach Kaler, I think, based on past history, would have kicked the field goal because he was in field goal range, and the game would have gone into overtime. Not so. You know, they ran a boot pass, which we haven't covered in since I've been here at Warsaw, and number 10 is a man. He just, you know, they fake number 8 to the left, bring number 10 back across under the line of scrimmage, and, you know, you saw what he did to us the play before that. It looked like Vietnam. There were bodies strung everywhere between where he caught the ball and the goal line. You know, you're talking about the play where he maybe got exuberant and excessive celebration. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he, you know, he, it just was bodies from where he caught the ball to where he scored. And they ran the exact same play and scored again.
Yeah. There were a lot of, obviously, missed tackles. How much of that was poor form on your guys and how much it was just the fact that he ran through them?
A little of both, particularly on the first one when he just trucked a couple guys. And, you know, we looked like maybe we took some bad angles. And I'm not 100% sure that we were getting to the ball from the backside as quickly as we should be, because maybe they thought, hey, the play's going to be made. And it obviously was not. Had a lot of missed tackles last night in the second half, which is a little concerning. You know, I'm not so concerned about missed tackles as long as they're fast to the outside and we've got good pursuit from the inside out coming. So your buddies and the posse can clean up if you do miss. In fact, that's been a point of emphasis with the guys sitting here behind me, is it's okay to miss a tackle, but miss quick, miss outside, and rely on your friends, the other 10 friends on the inside, to clean up for you. So that was rough. That was rugged.
We saw some things that were very positive. The connection between Sullivan and Egoff passing the football. That's something we've been missing from this offense the last couple of years. That was good to see.
It was, and then there was another. I don't know if you recall. Yeah, I think Ethan caught 5 balls last night.
I think so.
A comeback, 2 slants, maybe another comeback. Maybe it was 4. But well-thrown balls, well-timed balls. You know, he's got really, really good hands. And did not try to run backwards and up around through like the Goshen game a couple weeks ago. He learned his lesson that the quickest, the best point, the fastest way between 2 points is a straight line. And was able to catch a couple slants and convert and be a weapon. And, you know, that was positive, and that was good to see, and some things that need to happen.
Next week is Plymouth. It's the homecoming game, and it's an opportunity to get back in the win column. You've got 4 games left in your regular season, and they're all really important because there's a real chance that you could face that same team that you played last night, face them again in the tournament.
Well, we're gonna see them again at some point in November. Whether it's there, whether it's here, whether it's first round, whether it's the championship round, I don't know. But in my gut feeling that we're going to face off again. I think Craig probably believes that as well. Now, the Fort Wayne North coach may feel differently, and I would too if I were him. They've got a very fine team. So somebody's going to play Fort Wayne North, whether it be Goshen, Warsaw, or Concord, and they're going to have their hands full. So, no, I'm not looking ahead and saying, hey, you know, Concord's going to beat Northside, Warsaw's going to beat Northside, because they can beat anybody on any given night. I can tell you that. We got a long way to go before that, but you are right. The time, the hourglass is now for half the teams in the state, and they don't know who they are yet. Half the teams in the state, their season is half over. Think about that. They don't even know it. So the hourglass is turned. The sand is running, and it's for a lot of teams, it's draining quickly. And we don't want to be obviously one of those teams. Everything we do, practice-wise, culture-wise, locker room-wise, game-wise, decisions we make is based for the good of the program and what it's going to look like and help us in November. You asked me, I think, yesterday morning, will we find out if the Warren Central game helped us for the Concord game? I would say, and I told you, see me at 9:30. I was waiting for you. You never showed.
I'm sorry.
Okay. It did help us.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Didn't like how we responded. Didn't like our body language in the fourth quarter. You know, they scored 21 points in the fourth quarter, and we scored one on a 50-yard run. They had under 100 yards at halftime and ended the game with 400 yards of offense.
Right.
Unacceptable, even against a great team like them, and they are a great team.
Yeah, I did the time of possession chart this morning. Your team had the ball for 30 minutes and 23 seconds of the game, 18 and a half minutes of the 24 minutes in the first half.
Yeah.
And their three touchdowns in their last three drives that brought them back and won the game for them, the time were 3:05, 1:33, and 2:54. Because they were able to score.
1:05 was the long screen. Was that the 75?
The 1:33.
Was the 70-yard touchdown.
Yeah.
By number 7.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it was. They got weapons, and they're never out of it. And the deal breaker, the guy that makes the difference, you know, 8, obviously, Thomas is a great player, both offensively and defensively. And number 1 can absolutely fly. Number 7 is not just another guy. He showed what he can do when he's got his hands on the ball. 25, 10. But the guy that is the game changer for that team is their quarterback, Bruner. I mean, he's Bo.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the difference maker.
Yeah. Who's with you today?
I got two fine young men. I've got number 26, Carson Chisholm, and number 9, De La Villama. Both outstanding kids, have been in our program for 4 years. Daler's a safety. Carson is a newly converted cornerback and also a split end and also a halfback. Daler also plays some quarterback. And based upon, you know, what the prognosis is with Drew Sullivan, you know, could be day-to-day, really, is what Trevor told me. But Daler will be taking some snaps on offense this week as well. So, you know, we're going to have to recommit to – we've kind of gotten away, Roger, from every kid's going to learn two positions and practice two positions. We did that early in the year. We've kind of said, okay, here's our offense, here's our defense. Need to reshuffle that with what's going on tweak-wise, injury-wise, and things like that. But both kids are wonderful kids. Great service leaders, servant hearts in our community. Their parents, as with most of our kids and all our kids, their parents should be very proud of them.
Okay, and we'll talk with them coming up next. They got fed this morning by the diner. I think, shake your heads, are you full? Yes, they're very full of biscuits and gravy this morning. We'll talk with them coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Invest your money in a bank that invests into the heart of the community where you live and work. Crossroads Bank makes sensible loans to friends and neighbors so that together our communities grow. Visit crossroadsbanking.com or stop in at one of their locations with offices in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, and Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Elliott's Custom Trailers and Carts invites you this fall to the widest variety of custom trailers and golf carts in northern Indiana. Hurry in for season-ending prices with 0% financing on all new EasyGo and Mad Jack's carts through Sheffield Financial, LLC. Plus, get at least $1,000 off all 2024 new Mad Jack's carts. Go in and find out all of the great deals on new and used golf carts. Elliott's Custom Trailers and Carts, US 30 East Warsaw, where you are always a winner.
Elliott's Heating and Air Conditioning is now partnering with Flotek Plumbing and Heating, providing you with heating, air conditioning, and plumbing service and installation. For over 40 years, they have built the trust in our area to keep your home feeling great.
This is Elizabeth from South Whitley. We hired Elliott's to do a complete install in our home. They did a fantastic job and are amazing to work with. We recommend them to everyone.
Trust and have confidence in using the local folks looking out for you. Elliott's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, now partnering with Flotek.
Your local auto owner's insurance agency is the W.R. Hall Insurance Group. Hi, this is Mike Hall. My family's 100 plus years in business are more than just a milestone. We've been building trust for over a century by serving the needs of local clients to the best of our abilities. We offer the best quality service that comes with the experience and industry insight by providing home, auto, business, farm, and life insurance. Let us at W.R. Hall Insurance Group find out if auto owner's insurance makes sense for you. Simple. Human sense.
I love being a granddad. I spent last weekend playing football with my grandsons. We had a great time running, tackling, laughing. The next morning, though, when I woke up, I was sore all over. I decided it was time to head to Reinhold's Town Square Furniture and visit their Sealy Posturepedic Sleep Shop. These are the beds that back doctors recommend. They support your body while cushioning your shoulders and relaxing your legs. Why did I wait so long to go to Reinhold's? My Sealy Posturepedic is just what the doctor ordered. After all, we're having another big game this weekend. I don't plan on losing again. Thanks, Reinholds.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
All right, let's talk to Carson first. Talk about, obviously, being a wide receiver on this football team means that you're doing a lot more blocking than catching passes, but you still work on those routes every day. How difficult is that, knowing that they may not throw a ball your way on Friday?
It's definitely, I wouldn't say it, hurts us, but, I mean, we go into practice, knowing, if we do, a great job and, we work on getting our hands better, you know, running our routes better, we will get the ball eventually. Exactly, working on blocking, too. If we block better, there's more of a chance of us getting the ball.
So, is that a hard concept? I mean, that's a hard concept for adults to deal with, but as a 17, 18-year-old kid, is that hard for you to deal with?
I think it really depends on the player. With me and Egolf, we like blocking. It's the reason why we're still at split in. But definitely seeing the Tiger Bone not throwing the ball as much. I wouldn't say it hurts us, but we do look forward to getting the ball in the game.
Okay, when they're throwing the ball your way, the ball's in the air, what's your experience? What are you seeing? What are you hearing? What are you thinking about?
At practice, we work on that too, not getting what's the good word for this? But I wouldn't say scared, but over-pressuring ourselves, trying to
anxious?
Get the ball. Yeah, anxious, yeah. We want to do good. We want to make a play. When the ball is thrown, to show that we have what it takes to be a good passing offense as well as a running offense. So yeah, just not being anxious about it.
Talk about the things you worked on this summer to try to get ready for this season.
This summer we worked on our basics, just getting our little basic plays down, working on our fundamentals, especially on the blocking, our crack blocks and our deuce blocks and our mash calls. And just working on getting the little footwork down, aiming for the right shoulder and make sure I see off those outside blocks.
You get to play a little defense last night. Which do you like better, offense or defense?
Honestly, I'm liking defense a lot. It's a way different ball game, I'll tell you that. I feel like the vibe's different over there.
In what way?
I don't know, all players are different, so you get to play different players and the emotion. I'd say the defense is more energetic, more often. When offense, I feel we're just more calm and then really pushing through. But defense, we move around, you know, and tackle everyone goes crazy. And not saying that the offense does go crazy, I would tell you that. But yeah, defense is just I like it a lot better.
And when you go to practice on Monday, what's the first thing you want to work on in your personal game?
I want to work on my footwork on defense, you know, break on routes easier, and so I can cover up a lot more routes.
Tell us about your parents and brothers and sisters and where you live.
So my dad's name is Eric Chisholm. And my mom's name is Heather Chisholm. I do have a sister. She is in eighth grade. Her name is Peyton. I live at Chapman Lake. So
How's everything at your house today after yesterday?
Oh, it's a lot of trees everywhere. Luckily, my house did not get hit with like any big trees, but there were like a couple of like trees like in my driveway. I cannot exit my house.
Wow. Yeah. How'd you get here?
We had to wait for some like workers to come like pick up a tree and like move it over a little bit.
Oh my goodness. But you weren't home when all that went through, right? You were at the school getting eating and getting ready to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are you gonna do when you graduate?
I'm planning on going to college or either the military. So right now I'm going on like a couple of visits, you know, checking out some good business schools, and my plan is to like study in sales and like marketing. And then if not, I want to see like test out like the Navy or something like that.
Really? What would be the thing that would flip you over to the military? Right? What would be something that you just didn't like in colleges and military seemed like the right thing to do?
Just like, what, like our, it like depends like what our country is going through at the time. Like I want to like defend like, you know, like my homeland and, just like defend my family and protect everyone.
Okay. And who's been your favorite teacher in high school?
My favorite teacher. That's a tough one. Probably Mr. Anderson. He's my English teacher this year. He's super good. He's like very like, I can really, really connect with him. I can email him about like a lot of stuff and talk to him, and he helps me a lot with schoolwork.
Who do you hang out with when you're not playing football?
I hang out with Jake Rhodes. He's on the football team as well. He's a wide receiver with me. I do hang out with my friend TJ. He's also a baseball player, and that's kind of like my small little group right there.
You and Jake are like two peas in a pod, aren't you? You're 25 and 26 on the roster, and you guys do a lot together, don't you?
Yeah, we're actually going to a football game later today.
Are you? Where are you going?
Yep, we're going to the Notre Dame game, so
nice.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Go Irish. Mr. Villema, talk about your role on this football team. You are in the back. You are a guy who sees everything, and you started with the Catrus boys in the backfield with you back there. What did you learn from Nick and Theo that's helped you do what you're doing now?
I think just really taking like their aggressiveness away, because I wasn't always a very aggressive guy when I first started playing, but I think watching them really helped me develop that aggressiveness, and it really helped me change my play style.
Is it more fun to make a big play with the ball, or more fun to hit somebody really hard?
I think definitely hitting somebody really hard is way more enjoyable.
Why?
Well, it just sucks for them, so that's what makes it more fun.
I love to ask kids about that. It always makes them like wonder why I would wonder that. Most of us never are in these situations where we legally can be tackled like that and hit as hard as guys are. What is that like for you when you hit somebody and you knock the air out of them?
I mean, really just like everything just goes out of your mind. Like you don't really think about it. You're just like, I did that, and then it's on to the next play. So you're just trying to, you have this sense of like, I don't know, swagger, I guess, afterwards. But then after that, it's just trying to next play mentality.
You and Tristan are in the back of this defense. So the two of you pretty much know where everybody's at. Talk about the relationship between the two of you and how you get everybody in the right place.
Oh, we're best friends. I mean, we're, especially playing safety, we've gotten a lot closer over the years, and we're constantly trying to communicate in the back end to help everyone else in front as well, identifying like formations and all that. So it's just, you know.
There was a point at which you played quarterback early in your high school career. Talk about what makes it better for you, understanding what other offenses are going to do because you've played offense.
Oh, yeah, especially like playing the flexbone teams like Mishawaka and Wawasee, teams like that. I think it really just helps because you kind of understand what's going on better. So you can kind of gauge like, well, what they're going to do on second and five or whatever. You kind of understand where they're going, or even like the motions, you can kind of tell, and it kind of gives you keys on what they're going to do. So
tell us about your parents and brothers and sisters and where you live.
My dad, Nick Villema, my mom, Darcy Villema, and I have three siblings. I have an older brother Dawson, who's graduated from college. My older sister is a freshman in college at Ball State. And then my sister, Doran, is a sophomore in high school, plays on the volleyball team.
You missing your big sister?
You know, depends on the day. Every once in a while. But.
I love it. I love it. I asked her before she left, I said, do you think Taylor's going to miss you? And he goes, probably not.
Yeah.
She was very honest about that.
Oh, yeah, so I'm sure she is.
That's good. What are you going to do when you graduate?
I'm planning to go to college. I'm not exactly sure yet. I'm leaning towards Ball State, but I'm not 100% sure on that. But I want to study like business, marketing, and stuff like that. And I'm planning on, I'm doing an internship second semester with my dad in Fort Wayne.
Oh, good. So. What's your perfect job? Like, if you could choose your job, what would it be?
If it was like a dream job, I would say like anything like sports, like professional level, I'd want to be on like one of those like executive like positions or whatever. So that's kind of a dream. But
working for like the Colts or the Bears or somebody like that?
That'd be awesome.
Okay. And who do you hang out with when you're not playing football?
I hang out with my two best friends from elementary school. We've been friends since preschool, Diego and Jackson. But then I also hang out with all my teammates on the football team, like Mason Gabridge and Tristan and Cohen and all of them. So,
where did you go to elementary?
Sacred Heart.
Nice. So. What advice do you, now that we're in the back half of this season, as Coach said, 10 games are all you're promised. Everybody's played five. So we don't know how long this is going to go. Seniors now start to have this realization. What's the message that you have for your younger teammates, the freshmen and the sophomores and the juniors, about how to do this right through their 4 years?
I think just honing it and just really focusing and don't take the time for granted on those small little like memories that you make. Even though it may suck in the moment, I think really just grasping what you're going through and just knowing that you won't get that opportunity ever again. And I think just taking full advantage of that is really key for the rest of your high school career.
Good. It's easy to come in when you win 56-7. It's hard to come in on days like today. So I appreciate you guys coming in and hanging out with us. And again, we also appreciate the fact that the Diner fed Coach Curtis and Carson and Taylor here today. When we come back, everybody else was in action this week too. And so we'll talk about that here on the Tiger Sports Diary on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon. This is the time of year when many of us wave goodbye to our children heading off to college. But did you know there are steps your attorney can take to make sure you're there to help your child, even long distance? Whether you're at that stage or not, at Rock Hill Pennock, we can help you prepare for your future with wills, trusts, and other estate planning tools. And if you're a grandparent getting ready to take care of the next generation of your family, it's vital you have advice from good estate planning attorneys. Call Rock Hill Pennock at 267-6116 for an appointment to discuss your legal needs. Rock Hill Pennock, lawyers you can count on.
Bobcat of Warsaw is back for another great year of high school football. The young men playing under the lights on Friday night have worked very hard all summer long and are ready for another great season. Just like those players, your Bobcat, X-Mark, and Cub Cadet equipment have gotten you through the heart of the yard work season. Reward your equipment by bringing it to us for a tune-up. Doing so, your machine will be able to finish strong the rest of the season. So with the hard work out of the way, let's fill the grandstands and support the players and coaches as they perform on the gridiron. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of Tiger Football.
Booyah!
Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to bidmetzger.com. See dozens of current and upcoming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now, so why wait? Remember, it's now bidmetzger.com. That's bid, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.com. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon generation after generation.
Sim Financial Advisors have been in the game for over 55 years, quarterbacking financial planning for families and businesses. Picture this. You're at the Warsaw Community High School game. The stands are buzzing, faces painted, and the energy is electric. And guess what? Sim is making a play of its own. They are covering the cost of all sports passes for every student. So pack those stands, unleash your inner tiger, and get ready to roar in the Sim Zone. Visit Sim.com to learn more. Go Tigers!
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Let's start with the girls' golf team, who wrapped up their regular season this last week, starting with the Northern Lakes Conference Girls Golf Tournament. That was at Meadow Valley Golf Club last Saturday up in Middlebury. Northridge has been the best team all year. They were the best team in this tournament with a score of 344. Warsaw gave them a pretty good run for it. They finished second with 359, followed by Northwood with 367. Warsaw had four in the top 11. Abby Peterson was second with a 75. Lily Henderson shot a 94 to finish tied for eighth. Claire Royst and Lucy Ray each shot 95, and they tied for 11th. And then the girls took on the field at the sectional at Stonehenge. That was held on Thursday. Warsaw shot a 335 to win the sectional championship. It's their first sectional championship since 2012. You think about that's a long time ago, right? It's been quite a long time, and Warsaw deserved it with a score of 335. Northwood was second with a score of 359, and Culver Academy shot 378 to finish in third. Again, Warsaw did very well individually. Abby Peterson was second, actually finished tied for first, but lost the medalist honors in a playoff. She shot 71. Fifth was Lily Henderson with an 84. Claire Royst was tied for seventh with a score of 90, tied with Addison Ayler, who also shot a 90, and Lucy Ray shot a 94 and finished in 10th. So the girls advance onto the regional at Noble Hawk this week. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. The girls' cross-country team ran NLC round two of their round-robin competition. So it's not an invitational in that you have a first place and a second place. You are running, and your scores then are parsed out so that you go head-to-head against the other teams in the conference. So you run one race, but you're really running seven races in one race. So you come out of it with seven results. The girls finished a close second to Goshen, 26-30. They end the regular season conference with a 12-2 record, losing to Goshen in both of the conference meets. Sammy Ristrelli, 1948. Ella LaPut, 2023. Eden Metz, 2048. Hannah Fisher crossed the line at 21-29, and Bryce Ehrenman rounded out the top five at 21-48. The boys also went 6-1 in round robin number two, wrapping up their NLC regular season also with a record of 12-2. Junior Jackson Gackenheimer finished in first place at a time of 15-53. Tyler Mimdahl was third at 16-14. Noah McPhail ninth at 16-45. Rick Orr was 16th at 17 minutes flat. Alex Schrock, the senior, was 20th at 17:22. Clark Meridew was 24th. He's a senior. 17:30 was his time. And junior Sam Olibaugh was 31st at 17:44. There were 10 personal records and 3 season best for the Tigers on that day. Also, in competition this week, boys tennis, they beat Plymouth 4-1 on Monday. Singles wins for Charlie Norton and Ted Grandin, the doubles team of Drew Reiser and Henry Norton, and also the doubles team of Spencer Love and Luke Smith, posting points for the varsity. The JV lost to Plymouth 7-1. Austin Klingman was the only Tiger to get a point for Warsaw in junior varsity competition. Then on Thursday, the boys took on Northwood, and they beat Northwood 4-1. Again, Charlie Norton and Ted Grandin winning in singles, and both doubles teams, Drew Reiser and Henry Norton, and Spencer Love and Luke Smith, putting up points for Warsaw. The JV from Warsaw lost 7-4 to Northwood. Singles points for Christian Lewis and Dominic Manwaring, and the doubles team of Aiden Etner and Silas Boren. And then Silas teamed up with Aiden Etner again to play another team from Northwood, and they also were victorious there. The volleyball team last Saturday, number 8 in 4A in the most recent poll, finished third at the Slicer Invitational at LaPorte. Warsaw beat Concordia 2-1 in the opening match. Allison Chapman with 8 kills, Avery Heppner with 10 assists. CeCe Good had 4 aces, and Ellie Hepler had 10 digs. Warsaw defeated Munster 2-1. Maggie Holland with 13 kills. Avery Heppner with 19 assists. Ellie Hepler with 6 aces. Ellie Hepler with 19 digs. And then the girls lost to Carroll in their third round-robin pool play match. Carroll winning 2-0. And they are ranked even higher than the Lady Tigers are. Maggie Holland with 7 kills. Avery Heppner with 8 assists. Ellie Hepler with 3 aces. Ellie also had 14 digs. And then in the third place match, Warsaw beat Valparaiso 2-0. CeCe Good with 8 kills. Madison Branham with 11 assists. Branham also had 4 aces. Ellie Hepler had 11 digs. And Allison Chapman had 4 block assists. The girls then in conference play beat Plymouth in 3, 25-16, 14-15. Maggie Holland with 11 kills, Ellie Hepler 4, Avery Heppner with 15, Madison Branham 15, Ellie Hepler with 12 digs, and the junior varsity won in 2 in their match. The girls' soccer team last Saturday went to Lake Central, lost a tough one, 2-1, then came back on Tuesday, took a 3-0 halftime lead into Culver into their match at the Tiger Soccer Complex against Culver Academy. Up 3-0 at halftime because Lola Pepper scored a hat trick in the first half. And then Culver came back with 2 goals pretty early in the second half, and it was a tight battle all the way throughout, but Warsaw held on for the 3-2 win. The JV team was a 5-0 winner, and Coach Clive Scott mentioned that Dean Nelson played very well for the junior varsity. Then on Thursday, 3 goals in the second half sank Warsaw's chances to upset Penn on their home turf. 3-0 was the final. Warsaw had 4 freshmen playing on the varsity that night. The JV also lost 3-0 at Penn. The boys soccer team shut out Huntington North Saturday, and the JV black team also won over Huntington North. The varsity won 7-0. The JV won 9-0. The JV Orange team won a pair of games at Valparaiso, beating Elkhart 2-0 and Valparaiso 4-2. On Tuesday, Warsaw beat Northwood 7-0, and the JV Black topped the Panthers 4-0. And on Wednesday, the boys played a scoreless tie against Homestead. I've seen the video, and yes, clearly there should have been a penalty kick with about 2 minutes to go in the game. Meidenberger got pulled down by the goalie, and it should have been a penalty, and they should have had a penalty kick. But nonetheless, a scoreless tie for Warsaw and Homestead on Wednesday. The JV beat Homestead by a score of 5-1. JV football was a winner over Wawasee at Fisher Field last Saturday, 50-8. The freshman football team traveled to Wawasee on Thursday and had to escape with a 24-20 win. Camden Barrett with a touchdown run of 3 yards out. Philip Boston recovered a fumble shortly after that, and Ryan Carnes picked off a pass that ended the next Warrior drive. Warsaw went up 16-0 on a Colton Beard 38-yard touchdown catch and run from Nathan Trusty. Beard finished the scoring for the Tigers with a 10-yard touchdown run. Wawasee got back in it. They scored, kicked an onside kick, and recovered it, and found their passing offense, got themselves within 4, but got no closer. Ethan Sinclair knocked down a pass that saved the day for the Tigers, and the freshman team wins 24-20 over Wawasee and is now 4-1 on the season. That brings us to the current. Today, the girls cross-country team is running at Carmel at the Athletic Annex Riverview Health Flash Rock. That's being held at Northview Christian Church at their cross-country course, and that is already underway. The boys' JV tennis team is on the road taking on the field at Wawasee in their tournament today. The girls' volleyball team, the freshman volleyball team, is hosting an invitational in the T-Rack this morning. That's underway today. The JV football team is home today, of course, taking on Concord. That starts here in about 10 minutes. The boys' soccer team is playing Fort Wayne Canterbury at Canterbury. That will start at 10 o'clock. And also, the boys' junior varsity and junior varsity orange teams are playing in an invitational today at Goshen. They are both playing in the same invitational. There is the possibility that they could play each other. So essentially, three schools are participating, and Warsaw's JV teams are both there. Monday, the boys' tennis team is at Concord at 5 o'clock. The JV Orange soccer team is hosting Bremen at 5 o'clock. Unified Flag Football is on the road at Goshen at 6:30. Then on Tuesday, the volleyball teams are on the road taking on that very fine Carroll team that they played last Saturday. These are best 3 out of 5 matches for the varsity. The JV and freshmen start at 6, and the varsity, of course, starts in their fieldhouse after the JV. On Wednesday, the boys' tennis team begins the Northern Lakes Conference Championship. Wednesday's competition is at Concord starting at 4:30, and Unified Flag Football is home against Elkhart at 6:30. On Thursday, it's round 2 or day 2 of the NLC Tennis Championship. That's also at Concord. The boys' junior varsity soccer team is at Goshen on Thursday at 5:30. Also, the junior varsity volleyball team is on the road at Wawasee on Thursday. That starts at 5:30. The freshman boys' football team will be at Concord Thursday at 6 p.m. The varsity volleyball team will be at Wawasee at about 6:45. And the varsity soccer team for the boys will be at Goshen at 7:15. That's always a very emotional match and certainly will be so again coming up on Thursday. And then on Friday, big night, it's homecoming, Warsaw and Plymouth at Fisher Field. Our coverage begins at 6:10 on News Now Warsaw. Also, the girls' golf regional is on Friday. That will be in Noble Hawk at Kendallville starting at 8 o'clock. We'll get Warsaw's tee times later in the week, and we'll post it at warsaw-tigers.com. The Warsaw Athletic Department has opened searches for 2 new coaching positions for boys volleyball and for girls wrestling. Warsaw is committed to having teams for next year. They liked the number of kids that came out for their kind of the try-it sessions, for lack of a better thing to call it. So if you are interested in being part of that coaching staff, you can apply for that at warsawschools.org. Again, that is for boys volleyball and girls wrestling that will be coming up, starting competition in the next school year, in the next year. A couple of other notes for you. First of all, Tiger Pinkout shirts are now available for purchase. Pinkout night is October the 4th. That's for the last regular season home game of the year against Mishawaka. All the proceeds go directly to WCS families affected by cancer. And again, if you go to the Warsaw Athletic Department Facebook page, scroll down, you will find where you can order your shirts. The store closes September 25th. These are not things that you can just show up at the game that night and buy. You need to order them in advance. And the last day to do that is the 25th. And you say, well, I got plenty of time. How fast is time going? The 25th is Wednesday. So make sure you get your order in. One other thing, Coach Hepler from the volleyball team wanted us to let you know, and he certainly will do that, that Warsaw is having an alumni for volleyball, alumni match, and they would love for you to join them. That'll be on Thursday, October the 3rd at 5 o'clock in the Tiger Den. There'll be a short tour. They're going to take you into the team room, which the volleyball team room is outstanding, and they're going to introduce you between the JV match and the varsity warm-up. So, again, if you are interested in that, we will be posting a story on that probably tomorrow so that you can see that, and there'll be a sign-up link to that where you can get signed up and let them know that you are coming. Those are the scores that we have for you and the schedule of what's coming up. We'll come back and wrap things up with a special message about a very special guy to us here at the radio station and to Tiger Sports. He's having a hard time, and we're going to try to help him, and we're hoping that you'll stick around to listen to that. It's coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
This is the lesson of sleepy boy.
Oh, here comes Chuck.
Man, he looks terrible.
I lost my head.
What happened?
I was tired and not thinking clearly when I took out my auto loan.
Man, you got to be careful or you're going to pay too much. There's interest rates you got to
figure out. I know!
He needs to get his head back.
He needs R&B Car Company.
RBCarCompany.com.
Hey, what's up, Chuck?
I'm your neighbor. You see me at Optimist, you see me at church, you see me at the grocery store. I'm just a regular guy with a law degree who has the know-how to get you the win. I'm Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. With millions of dollars won for clients, call me. I'll give you my personal cell, and we can start working together. The initial call's always free. I handle all types of injuries, falls, crashes, defective products, and more. Call me today, Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. Just say, hey Google, look up the Law Office of Travis McConnell. Office Warsaw.
Brower's Furniture and Flooring is the largest furniture and flooring store in Kosciuszko County. Brower's expansive 55,000 square foot showroom offers a stunning selection of luxury furniture and premium flooring. Whether you're looking to revamp your living space or simply add a touch of class, explore the finest pieces that combine style and comfort, and find the perfect flooring to complete your dream home. Open Monday through Saturday, Brower's Furniture and Flooring, 3333 East Center Street in Warsaw.
Stay connected to what's important this fall. With Surf's affordable fiber-fast internet, you can stay connected to friends and family with unlimited data caps, no throttling, and no lagging for as low as $25 a month with AutoPay. With our all-in pricing and price lock guarantee, there are no hidden fees and no surprises. And as a local provider, with customer service representatives from your community, we understand your needs and are here to help. Visit surfinternet.com today. Restrictions apply. Not all speeds available in all areas. Go to surfinternet.com to learn more and for full offer details.
And now, for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, here's Roger.
I don't know if you were up early enough to hear In the Know, or maybe you heard it yesterday, but I want to bring up something that is kind of important to us here at the radio station, because we have a friend who has a need, and we're hoping that maybe somebody who's listening to Tiger Talk, either live or listening at some other time, will be able to help him as he goes through this journey. Connor McCann, who's the sports editor at the Warsaw Times Union, is 27 years old. He was born with one working kidney, and the one he has is failing. He needs a kidney donor. He needs a transplant, okay? So on Facebook, you can do a search for kidney, the number four, Connor, C-O-N-N-O-R, kidney for Connor. If you are interested in seeing if you're a match, he would love that. He doesn't know it, right? They don't tell him because of HIPAA laws. And if you're on Instagram, if that's more your thing, then you can also go to Kidney for Connor and do a search. It looks like, if you listen to the show, it looks like within the next month for sure, Connor will be on the waiting list for a kidney. And we're just wondering if maybe somebody out there is of the mind and heart to consider being a kidney donor specifically for Connor. We know of a lot of people who have over the years put themselves on the list and they never get that kidney and the other one fails, and that's not a good result. And we are trying to help Connor get a kidney so that he can continue to be with us and we can continue to enjoy his work at the Times Union. So again, on Facebook and Instagram, it's kidney, the number four, and C-O-N-N-O-R. We hope that you will participate in that. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Coach Curtis and the boys for being in here this morning. Thanks to The Diner for feeding them this morning. Also, thanks to the coaches for turning in their results, and thank you for spending your Saturday with us. We'll try to do better next week. Have a great week, everyone, and we'll see you next week. Gary Sullivan is up next.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsaw-tigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.